It may appear that the great historic conflict between communism and capitalism is over, that private property is the victor, but in fact it's not, at least not at your local community garden. There, the argument is renewed every spring, as NPR's Dan Charles reports.
8 years ago, Beverly McLean and a motley group of New Yorkers revived an abandoned community garden down the street from her daughter's school in the East Village.
It was neighborhood people, it was parents from the school, people from the projects across the street who had seen it be just a hellhole for way too long.
After they carted in lots of fresh, clean soil, they decided they were not going to stake out little individual garden plots. They'd work on the whole thing together.
I liked that people could come and just show up and join the garden as opposed to being on a wait list.
There were debates about this. McLean wanted to keep it a community enterprise, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. But some others thought there were too many days when it seemed like because everybody owned the garden, nobody really did. People figured somebody else would take care of it.
It's just really hard when you've got a whole lot of stuff going on and only one or two people have shown up and they're expected to take care of everything. And like in August when it's really hot out, it's just kind of hard. People go away.
So last year, the Compost Community Garden laid out some boundaries of individual responsibility. Individual plots where people get to plant and pick their very own vegetables. And Beverly McLean says she has to admit it's helped. Now, if you're an economist like Russ Roberts at George Mason University, you can say this was completely predictable.
Collective farming does not have a great historical record. Collective farming is one reason, probably the main reason, that the Soviet Union had about 70 straight years of bad harvests.
And even if you just talk to veteran community gardeners, a lot of them will warn you away from communal arrangements.
Our experience is that there's an unequal participation and an unequal sharing.
That's Judy Elliott from Denver Urban Gardens. And here's Ryan Mitchell with Friendship Gardens in Charlotte, North Carolina.
When people realize they have to do a lot of hard labor in the middle of the summer when it's hot and humid, about half the group just drops off.
And the rest?
They kind of feel disappointed and a few more will drop away.
So in Denver and Charlotte and most of the country, actually, most community gardens are divided up into individual plots. It means less drama and less discouragement. If some of your neighbors start shirking their responsibility, it's not really your problem. But this is not the end of the debate, because there are still a lot of people doing communal style gardens, and they say, sure, the most troublesome part of a community garden is the community, but that community, if you can pull it off, is way more valuable than the vegetables. In Detroit, 400 or 500 new community gardens started in the past 10 years. Almost all of them are communal. Ashley Atkinson, director of urban agriculture for a project called The Greening of Detroit, says people meet their neighbors at the gardens.
That's really, really beneficial in a city like Detroit where, you know, neighbors are more and more isolated. You know, as crime goes up and people feel less safe, it's important for people to be outside and getting to know each other, particularly, you know, elders and young people.
And right outside Detroit in Grosse Pointe Park, Betsy Fortuna helped start two communal gardens. She says, yes, it can bring out the worst in people.
People who don't pull their weight, it brings up a lot of that, you know, sort of childhood almost stuff about, you know, he took more than me, you know.
But it's all worth it, she says.
Because it really was a blighted corner, and now there's action there. There's neighbors helping neighbors. There's people getting each other jobs and all kinds of good things.
Just knowing everybody, she says, knowing that if I need something, I can go ask anybody on the street. It changes everything. Dan Charles, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues right after this.